Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, All In. On AI by Thomas H. Davenport is a practical, management-focused guide to how organizations can create real business value with artificial intelligence. Known for his long-standing work on analytics and data-driven management, Davenport frames AI not as a single technology purchase, but as a coordinated set of capabilities spanning strategy, data, talent, processes, and culture. The book examines what separates firms that experiment with isolated pilots from those that scale AI across products, operations, and decision-making. It emphasizes that winning with AI requires executive sponsorship, clear use cases tied to measurable outcomes, and disciplined operating models that move solutions from prototype to production. Readers can expect a grounded perspective on machine learning, automation, and intelligent decision support, with attention to change management and governance challenges that often derail initiatives. Rather than treating AI as hype or mystery, the book positions it as a competitive tool when companies commit fully and manage it like a core business transformation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining an all-in AI strategy and linking it to business value, a central theme is that AI success starts with strategic intent. Companies that win do not pursue AI because competitors are doing it. They identify where AI can shift performance, cost, speed, risk, or customer experience in ways that matter to the business model. This means translating AI possibilities into a portfolio of use cases with clear owners, expected benefits, and a realistic path to implementation. The book highlights the importance of prioritization. Some initiatives improve internal efficiency through automation, while others create new revenue through personalization, smarter pricing, or AI-enabled products. Treating these options as a balanced portfolio helps leaders avoid overinvesting in flashy pilots while neglecting foundational work. An all-in strategy also forces clarity about build versus buy decisions, partnerships, and how to measure value beyond technical metrics like model accuracy. By insisting on business outcomes and a roadmap to scale, the approach turns AI from experimentation into an operating priority with funding, accountability, and executive attention. Secondly, data, platforms, and the operational backbone required for AI at scale. AI initiatives often fail, not because algorithms are weak, but because the data and deployment environment are insufficient. The book stresses the need for a strong operational backbone, accessible, high-quality data, reliable pipelines, and platforms that enable teams to develop, test, deploy, and monitor models. This includes tackling common enterprise barriers such as fragmented data sources, unclear data ownership, inconsistent definitions, and security constraints. Successful companies treat data as an asset with governance, stewardship, and investment, aligning architecture to the needs of AI rather than leaving data management as an afterthought. Scaling also requires repeatable processes for MLOps or model lifecycle management, so models are maintained, updated, and audited as conditions change. The backbone extends to integration with existing business systems, so predictions and recommendations actually influence workflows. By focusing on infrastructure and operating discipline, the book frames AI as an industrial capability, where reliability, compliance, and maintainability are just as important as innovation. Thirdly, organizing talent and operating models for enterprise AI execution. Building AI capability is as much an organizational design problem as a technical one. The book explores how leading firms structure teams, roles, and responsibilities to move from prototypes to production outcomes. Key considerations include where data science sits in the organization, how to combine central coordination with domain-level ownership, and how to develop cross-functional teams that include product, IT, risk, and business experts. Rather than relying solely on scarce specialists, successful companies build a talent ecosystem. Data scientists, machine learning engineers, data engineers, analytics translators, and leaders who can set priorities and remove obstacles. The operating model must also support rapid iteration while maintaining standards with clear handoffs between experimentation and deployment. Davenport's emphasis is pragmatic. Companies need mechanisms to share reusable components, avoid duplicated efforts, and ensure that AI solutions are adopted by frontline users. The result is a repeatable execution engine, not a collection of disconnected projects. Fourthly, change management, culture, and decision-making in an AI-enabled enterprise. Even strong AI models can be ignored if people do not trust them or if processes are not redesigned to use them. The book foregrounds change management, preparing the organization to work differently, adjusting incentives, and creating a culture that treats AI outputs as decision inputs rather than threats. This often requires transparency about how systems are used, training for managers and employees, and deliberate communication to reduce fear of automation. It also involves redesigning workflows so AI is embedded where decisions occur, with clarity about when humans override, when they collaborate, and when automation is appropriate. Davenport's broader perspective on analytics suggests that companies must evolve decision-making norms, using evidence and experimentation more systematically. Leaders play an outsized role by modeling data-driven behavior, funding adoption efforts, and setting expectations for responsible use. A supportive culture turns AI from a technical initiative into a behavioral transformation that improves how the organization learns and acts. Lastly, governance, risk, and responsible AI as competitive necessities, a company that is all in on AI must also be all in on governance. The book points to the practical risks that accompany scaled AI: bias, privacy concerns, regulatory exposure, security vulnerabilities, model drift, and reputational damage when systems behave unexpectedly. Effective governance defines policies and review processes without freezing innovation, ensuring that teams document data sources, validate performance, monitor outcomes, and manage exceptions. It also clarifies accountability: who owns an AI system after deployment, who approves significant changes, and how incidents are handled. Responsible AI is positioned not only as compliance, but as a trust advantage with customers, employees, and partners. Firms that manage risk well can deploy AI more confidently, expand into sensitive domains, and avoid costly reversals. By treating governance as part of the operating model rather than a last-minute checklist, the book shows how responsibility and competitiveness can reinforce each other, enabling sustainable AI adoption. In conclusion, this book is best suited for executives, product and operations leaders, analytics and IT managers, and professionals responsible for digital transformation who need a clear playbook for turning AI investment into measurable results. It is also valuable for consultants and MBA students who want a structured view of how AI changes strategy, organization design, and performance management inside real companies. The primary benefit is practical clarity. Readers come away understanding that AI wins require coordinated work across use cases, data foundations, talent, deployment discipline, and adoption. That perspective can improve everyday decisions such as which projects to fund, how to structure teams, what to measure, and how to build trust with stakeholders. Compared with many AI books that focus heavily on technical concepts or futuristic predictions, Davenport emphasizes the managerial and operational realities that determine whether AI delivers value. The all-in framing helps readers avoid the common trap of endless pilots by pushing towards scale, governance, and business integration. For buyers choosing among similar titles, the advantage is a business-first lens grounded in widely observed practices, making it a strong reference for planning, aligning stakeholders, and executing AI as an enterprise capability. If you would like to support Thomas H. Davenport, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.